Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
You have a personal question, life question, radio question. It's Text Roulette. What are we helping solve for you today? Get your questions into the text line 414-432-1099. Text Roulette is brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of Warranty Forever. All right, it's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. Radar, spin it. Wheel.
All right, I love spinning this wheel. It's so fun.
12.
All right.
You got number 12 over there, girl?
Hit refresh.
All right.
Ooh, this is a question that just came through this morning.
All right, let's go. What do we got? What do we got?
It is very timely. Oh, this is a... Okay, this question for St. Patrick's Day.
Okay, right then. Should I be playing some Irish music then?
Play some Irish music.
All right, let's
do it. Because this is about a St. Patrick's Day pub crawl.
So fun.
The question is, am I a bad husband for wanting to leave my pregnant wife home and go on a St. Patrick's Day pub crawl tonight? It's a tradition we've done for the past 11 years.
But the wife can't do it because she's pregnant.
She could do it. My friend Lauren went out and about when she was super duper pregnant, wasn't drinking.
Doesn't sound like...
But was out
this
and was the
wife.
Was the DD. No, it doesn't sound like this person's wife is going to be going out tonight. Am I a bad husband for wanting to leave my pregnant wife home and go on a St. Patrick's Day pub crawl tonight? It's a tradition we've done for the past 11 years. Yes, you are a bad husband.
I thought you were going to say, yes, go and do it. It's tradition.
You're a bad husband.
No, it's tradition.
Radar, your wife's been pregnant 3 times.
Yes. My wife would say, I would hope. It's tradition, baby. Go and do it. I get it. I got the baby this year. Next year, we'll hit it even harder.
And I don't think that that's what this husband is hearing at home, the way he asked this question. I don't think he's getting the, yeah. Or is it, sure, go, have fun, fine. When really she's trying to say with her tone, I don't want you to go to the pub crawl.
But
I recognize it's not like life should stop because she's pregnant,
right?
He's not, and he wants to go out for the pub crawl. But you're a bad husband. She can't go. She's probably bummed she can't go. Is there a compromise that can happen in here?
It's tradition.
Does he have to do the full pub crawl? Could he just say, "Honey, you know it's 11-year tradition.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go out for one, and then I'll be back. I'll be back in an hour.
That doesn't count." It's a tradition to do this pub crawl. You do it. Sorry. It's a tradition. And he's a traditional guy or she's a traditional guy. Whatever.
But if you chose to have a kid and your life is changing, and if it's going to cause arguments at home, that's not a good thing.
No, but then, you know, once the baby's born and you can kind of wait a little bit, maybe then she can go out.
He's a part of this equation, too. Yes, she's the one carrying the baby, but he's part of this also.
This is tradition. And St. Patrick's Day only happens once a year.
Traditions sometimes need to change.
No! You can't break tradition.
If it was just like
a couple years, you're like, okay, it's only a couple years in. This is 11! It's 11 years!
Okay, the text this morning for Text Roulette. Am I a bad husband for wanting to leave my pregnant wife home and go on a St. Patrick's Day bar crawl tonight. It's a tradition we've done for the past 11 years.
He's just repping the family.
Oh, sure. Okay, what is your take on this? We want to get to your calls and your texts coming up here. 414-432-1099. I am saying yes. If you have to even ask the question, your gut should tell you. When a woman is pregnant, really, whatever she needs to be happy and comfortable, you just got to do it. You just got to do it because of everything that's going on with her body and the fact that the baby's taking over everything and they can't control all the changes and things like that. That is, if there's ever a time ever where a woman should be put on a pedestal and treated completely like a queen, it is that time in her life.
Maybe the husband is doing that, letting her stay home by herself, nice and peace and quiet. He's not sitting there moping around, trying to have a beer at home. I'm just going to go out and continue our tradition. I'll Uber back home. Boom.
And then she's got to deal with that nonsense the rest of the night and then the rest of the morning. We don't know how she's feeling during this pregnancy.
What nonsense? He's going to come home?
Oh, he's going to come home and go right to bed and not snore and not be annoying and not make all
the snoring might be there. It might be going to the bathroom quite a bit, too, because for some reason, a few beers equals like 50 gallons of having to go to the bathroom.
Here's a text that just came through.
What?
Wife comes first. Suck it up, buttercup.
Oh, no way. Come on. It's tradition, people.
Oh, I don't. No. No, not wise. Here's another one that says, let him go to the pub crawl. Next year, he can stay home with the baby while she goes.
Okay,
yeah, but
I
don't think she's looking to hear that compromise right now. That's what I'm trying to say.
But then you can say, got the tradition all situated. I continue the tradition. Now, next year, we'll just keep it going. Otherwise, you're going to start over again next year. It's tradition.
Okay, we've got some calls that are coming in here. We're going to get to those all coming up. Again, the question is, am I a bad husband for wanting to leave my pregnant wife home and go on a St. Patrick's Day pub crawl tonight? It's a tradition we've done for the past 11 years.
Ooh, can't wait to hear what you have to say. But first, a break from our sponsors.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple, and I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This is like an Irish brawl that has broken out here. It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix with Text Roulette. We are seeing your texts come through to the Signing Unlimited text line. And the one that we got this morning, am I a bad husband for wanting to leave my pregnant wife home and go on a St. Patrick's Day pub crawl tonight? It's a tradition we've done for the past 11 years. Amanda, what's your take?
Okay, so I am the wife that says, yes, you can go, but one, is she like really pregnant? Like she's worried she could go into labor? Because that with a drunk husband, not so fun.
No,
not that
no,
I know
not
from
at
experience,
all.
But
yeah,
you know. And also then the other part of that would be is I'm not taking care of you when you come home. You're on your own.
You're on your own there.
You're that drunk.
Yeah, right.
So, well,
right.
And not knowing any more details of the situation, I'm glad you still threw that out there because this is for him to think about. What you just said are some good thoughts that he should be pondering for sure.
Yes. Otherwise, I'm the type of wife that's like, you know what? You go ahead and have fun. I'm going to hang out here alone and watch what I want to watch on TV.
It'll
and
be nice and quiet.
Relax.
Yeah, but him asking this question tells me there's a little bit more going on here.
Yeah. I assume if he's had to ask the question, he's already getting an earful of why you're not going.
Amanda, one of the texts that came into our Siding Unlimited text line says he can go, but if he goes, he better bring her some good food home. Like the doggy bag.
I see the text. It says bring home some good.
Yes, that would be a must.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, right. Bring her some food. Amanda, thanks for calling in this morning.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, bye. Here's one that says this is coming from a woman. Please go. Your life changes so much after kids. Enjoy this time when you can. And then right after that, yes. You're a bad husband. It's not good husband behavior to move forwards on something that clearly bothers your partner. We also don't know what kind of pregnancies she is having. You should discuss a compromise at most, but he sounds more like a child than a man.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
But it's tradition, honey. Really, it's tradition.
Well, and then people are saying we need more context about the pregnancy, and I don't disagree with you on that. We don't have that information here.
Right.
Is she 3 months pregnant? Or is she ready to pop any day? That could be a big factor.
That could be a big one, yep.
We have a text here from Uber driver Christian.
Okay.
Bad husband.
Oh, wow.
If she's not coming and doesn't want him to, then he shouldn't. He says, we've done it for 11 years. Don't call it. Keep the tradition. She's not there. That means the tradition is already broken.
Yeah.
And what's more important, your wife or a tradition?
Now, another text said, if she doesn't want him to go or if she has limitations from pregnancy or is due any day, I think he should stay home. So maybe that's what we have to learn about here. I mean, if she's close to delivering, you got to stay home maybe and say, okay, we'll start a new tradition. As parents next year, we'll start a new tradition.
Yeah,
okay,
there you go.
I can get it.
And again, the original question, am I a bad husband for wanting to leave my pregnant wife home and go on a St. Patrick's Day pub crawl tonight? It's a tradition we've done for the past 11 years. All right. All these messages are coming in, and they're really split. Because here's another one that says, time to grow up and put the wife and family first.
Eventually, you do have to grow up a little bit. It's hard to do that. But once you do it, you know, like I did with my kids, it's like, wow, you kind of enjoy being home as a dad.
Yeah, you're
a little more often than not.
Well, you are. You're part of this equation, too. She's the one carrying the baby, but you're a part of this decision as well. And maybe this guy needs to think about how far along is she?
Mm-hmm.
What's this pregnancy been like for her? Is there a way to still make her involved in it if you do go? Do you FaceTime her? Oh, that could be really annoying.
I don't know if you want to do that.
Drunks at the bar.
Hey, look what you're missing. Wait, I must have had a bad signal. No, she hung up on you, dude.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. But I think you should proceed with caution and recognize that you may have fun with your friends, but what you come home to is what really is most important and what you're going to have to handle later.
It seems like even though it was split, sort of, I think it leans towards staying home.
Stay home.
Break the tradition. You did 11 years. Great. Now next year, like I said, maybe you start a tradition as parents. Hey, we got a sitter. This is our first year, St. Patrick's Day with a kid. Second year, third, whatever it is.
And could you please give us an update? We'd love to hear an update tomorrow morning of what the heck happened here with the St. Patty's Day pub crawl. And thanks, everybody, for reaching out and being willing to help this mixed listener on Text Roulette. We love when you send your questions in. You're a part of this show. Get those questions in now, 414-432-1099. We might read yours coming up on The Mix.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment.
all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.